Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You are bought with a price. What kind of price? You've been bought. I mean, in the criminal world, they talk about being a made man. I'm a bought man. I've been bought. And being bought is what made me what I am and who I am. Because what was paid to buy me, which is what we're talking about when we say redeem. Redeem, I mean, if you got a bunch of stamps or coupons and you redeem them, what does that mean? It was used as payment. It was turned into payment in exchange for something. Well, to say we've been redeemed is to say we've been bought. The reason we needed to be bought is because we sold ourselves. From Adam and Eve all the way down, sold ourselves through bowing our knee to the evil one and yielding to sin and being disobedient and lost our soul. Is that right? Lost our soul, lost our life. Oh, but God loved us so much. He so loved the world. He would not just sit by and watch us perish. He owned us by right of creation. He owned us by right of... If He didn't sustain the planet and the universe every millisecond, we'd perish too. But then He went and paid the highest price that's ever been paid for anything in the universe to buy back His own property that He created. Hallelujah! And even then, He handed us the keys and said, serve me if you want to. Should make us love Him with every atom of our being. Should make us be so dedicated to Him for the rest of eternity. Right? We wouldn't exist. And we would have no future. Much less a place in His very own family. Much less a place to rule and reign with Him in His eternal kingdom. If He had made us and then bought us back. Yeah. Somebody say, He bought me. He bought me. I've been bought with a price. And what was the price that was paid for me and you? It was, it is, the precious, costly blood of the Lamb. Oh, He's here today, saints. Can you sense Him, the Holy Spirit? We're talking about something He can manifest with. Hallelujah. Whew. The book of Acts chapter 20 says, the assembly of God He acquired through His own blood. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5 says, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. And He's made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why the blood? What is it about the blood that's so important, that's so significant? If you look back at the Old Covenant, you'll see that Hebrews talks about this extensively, that in the establishing of the first covenant, nothing was dedicated without blood. Is that right? There was the shedding of the blood of bulls and sheep and animals. And in the blood was taken when the place where the ark was, the Holy of Holies, and the holy place, and the laver, and all the articles, the tent, even the priests and their clothes and everything had blood sprinkled on them. Blood, blood, blood. Now, to many people today, that sounds gross. They go, ew, blood, sticky blood. Just sounds like you messed up the clothes when you did that. Why in the world would you sprinkle blood on him? Because it said, it went on to say, for without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. What does that mean? The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. Through Christ. And we could say through His blood. Why so much about the blood? Because it's about death and life. And the reason you have to talk about the blood is because the life is in the blood. Oh, somebody say, the life is in the blood. The Lord said this to him in the very first couple of books of the Bible. He talked about the life being in the blood. But then in Leviticus 17, he went into detail about it. And put up, if you would, Leviticus 17, 11. He went into detail. He said, the life of the flesh is in the blood. I've given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Why? Why does blood make atonement? Because the life is in the blood. Verse 12. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourns among you eat blood. And whatever man there be of the children of Israel or the strangers that sojourn among you, that hunts and catches any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he will pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust. You, and I believe it's the same today. If you understand the significance of blood, you won't eat it. You won't want anything that has blood in it like that. Now, it didn't say they ate meat, but they drained it of the blood. He went on to say, for it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore, I said to the children of Israel, you shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is in the blood thereof. He just keeps saying it, doesn't he? The life is in the blood. The life is in the blood. What's in the blood?
Life.
Life. Now we know, we've learned a few things about that medically and scientifically. You can take somebody that's pale and white and seems like they're gone or almost gone, and because they've lost so much blood, and you can take some blood and you begin to pump it into them, and their flesh begins to become pink again and red again or whatever. The flush comes back and the life comes back.
Amen.
And the reason our body is experiencing life right now is because every time the heart beats, it circulates that blood all through the body. And in that blood, people say, well, there's this and there's that, and there's the nutrients and there's oxygen. There's more than that.
Yes.
I said there's more than what you can see under a microscope in the blood.
Yes.
Why? Because God said so.
Yes.
Life is in the blood.
Yes.
There's life in the blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, what life was in the blood of the Lamb?
God's life.
I said, what life is in the blood of the Lamb? In John 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word.
Amen.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Who are we talking about? Do anybody know who we're talking about? We're talking about Jesus.
Yes.
The Word made flesh. And who is the Word?
Jesus.
And the Word was God. Hallelujah. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Do you believe it?
Yes.
So don't you believe anybody trying to tell you that all of this just sprang into existence by itself. There was nothing that exists created that wasn't created by our Master and Lord and Savior who became flesh. Jesus. Verse 4. In Him was life. And the life was light of men. In the blood of the Lamb is life. If you look up this word in the Greek, it's the word Zoe. And it's often translated everlasting life, eternal life. It's resurrection, eternal life. That's what was and is in the blood of the Lamb. Eternal life. Zoe. It's a force we know little about. It's a force so great, the possessors of it never die. Ho! Oh. It's a force so great, the possessors of it are made in truth the sons of the living God who live forever and cannot die. What's that worth? What's that worth? Who was it? Ponce de Leon that came over here in Florida and was searching for the fountain of youth and gold, right? Trying to find that secret elixir. Trying to find that water of life that could stop this dreaded aging process and save a man from certain death. And he did. He's dead. And everybody else is with him is dead. And everybody that came up with any other kind of thing that's going to keep you from dying, dead, 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 dead. But there is one who came according to prophecy. Hallelujah. Born of a virgin. Hallelujah. Lived and died on the cross, but the third day rose again from the dead. Hallelujah. Proving, demonstrating the power of an endless life. Proving the existence and reality of eternal life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.